Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, get your Bible and turn to the book of Judges. In just a moment, we'll be reading Judges chapter 5. In studying the history of the Old Testament, we've come to this period, what we call the period of the Judges. And there's a book of Judges that describes most of this period. A part of it we find in the book of Ruth, and a part of it in the book of 1 Samuel, but the bulk of it in the book of Judges itself. And it is that time period between Joshua and King Saul. And it is about how God raised up these judges, these men, and this one woman, Deborah, and through their leadership was able to drive off the enemies that had come to oppress Israel. Even though they were oppressing them because of their sin, they would turn to God and God raise up a judge and he would deliver them. And this cycle is repeated. And so we read about these judges as somewhat Old Testament heroes and listed as men of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And we just read about the judge Deborah and her general Barak. Now we talked about Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, and now Deborah and Barak. And Deborah was the judge that called Barak in and says, "You need to lead the children of Israel against Jabin and against Sisera and the Canaanites as God had told you to." And Barak says, "I will do so if you'll go with me." And so Deborah went with Barak, and Barak achieved a great victory. But the glory of that victory went into the hands of a woman. And it wasn't Deborah, it was Jael with a nail. For when Sisera hid in her tent, she covered him with a rug and gave him milk to drink. And when he went to sleep, she took a tent pin and drove it through his temples. Well, that was how Israel was delivered from Jabin, the king of Canaan. But then Deborah sang a song about this, and it's one of those songs, those early pieces of poetry we find in the Bible. And so I want us to read the Song of Deborah, found in Judges chapter 5. And we'll do that right after I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Bidloman Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, with everyone in their seats and the radio turned up and your Bible open to Judges chapter 5, let me read to you the Song of Deborah. And it goes like this. Judges chapter 5 and verse 1. "Then sang Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam on that day, saying, For that the leaders took the lead in Israel, for that the people offered themselves willingly, bless ye Jehovah. Hear ye, O kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing unto Jehovah. I will sing praise to Jehovah, the God of Israel. Jehovah, when thou wentest forth out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped, yea, the clouds dropped water, the mountains quaked at the presence of Jehovah, even you, Sinai, in the presence of Jehovah, the God of Israel." Judges chapter 5 and verse 6. "In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The rulers ceased in Israel, they ceased, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods when there was war in the gates, Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye, Jehovah. Tell of it, ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit on rich carpets, and ye that walk by the way, far from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Jehovah, even the righteous acts of his rule in Israel. When the people of Jehovah went down to the gates, Judges chapter 5 and verse 12, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead away the captives, thou son of Abinoam. Then came down a remnant of the nobles and the people. Jehovah came down for me against the mighty. Out of Ephraim came down they whose root is in Amalek. After thee, Benjamin among thy peoples. Out of Makar came down governors, and out of Zebulun they came, they that handle the marshal staff. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. And Issachar, as was Issachar, so was Barak. Into the valley they rushed forth at his feet, by the watercourse of Reuben. There were great resolves of heart. Why settest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the pipings for the flocks? At the watercourse of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he remain in ships? Asher sat still as the haven of the sea, and abode by his creeks. Zebulun was a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death, and Naphtali upon the high places of the field. Judges 5 and verse 19. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan. At Taanach, by the waters of Megiddo, they took no gain of money. From heaven fought the stars, from their courses they fought against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kishon, O my soul, march on with strength. Then did the horse hoofs stamp, by reason of the prancings of their strong ones. Curse ye, Mizron, said the angel of Jehovah. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of Jehovah, to the help of Jehovah against the mighty. Judges chapter 5 and verse 24. Blessed above women shall Jael be, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought him butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the tent pin, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote through his head. Yea, she pierced and struck through his temples. At her feet he bowed. He fell. He lay at her feet. He bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Judges 5 and verse 28. Through the window she looked forth and cried, the mother of Sisera cried through the lattice, why is this chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot? Her wise ladies answered her, yea, she returned answer to herself. Have they not found? Have they not divided the spoil? A damsel, two damsels for every man, to Sisera a spoil of dyed garments, a spoil of dyed garments embroidered, of dyed garments embroidered on both sides, on the neck of the spoil. So let all thine enemies perish, O Jehovah, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. Well, now that's the story of Deborah and Barak, and the story of the song that she sang. And next we're going to read Judges chapter 6. This gives the account of the oppression of Israel by the Midianites and the beginning of Gideon's work, who Gideon and his father were. Israel was delivered by the hand of Jehovah and the hand of Midian 7 years. Now let me begin reading. We won't be able to complete this reading, but we'll begin reading now in Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. And Jehovah delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of Midian, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and in the caves and in the strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had shown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance in Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor asses. For they came up with their cattle and their tents. They came up as locusts for multitude. Both they and their camels were without number. And they came into the land to destroy it. And Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah. Judges chapter 6 and verse 7. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah because of Midian, that Jehovah sent them a prophet unto the children of Israel. And he said unto them, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, I brought ye up from Egypt, and brought ye forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am Jehovah your God. Ye shall not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not hearkened unto my voice. Judges 6 and verse 11. And the angel of Jehovah came and sat under the oak which was in Orah, and pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him and said unto him, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, Oh, my Lord, if Jehovah is with us, why then is all this befallen us? And why are all his wondrous works which our father told us of, saying, Did not Jehovah bring us out of Egypt? But now Jehovah hath cast us off, and delivered us into the hand of Midian. And Jehovah looked upon him and said, Go in this night and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And Jehovah said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found favor in thy sight, then show me a sign that it is thou that talkest with me. And depart not thence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and lay it before thee. And he said, I will tarry till thou come again. We're going to break off this reading now, and I'm going to mark in my Bible, Judges chapter 6 and verse 19, and we're going to take that up in our next class session. Oh, these stories of these judges are so thrilling, and some of them are a bit bloody, but in the most part they make very good children's stories. And by these stories, children listening to these stories of these judges will learn to put their faith and trust in God. We'll continue this in the next class.